for Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
Friend of the show is here, Fee.
Yes, and this Sunday night, 7:30 on Channel 10, you can see him on his show, Game of Games, Grant Denyer. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, you gorgeous legends. It's wonderful to be here.
Good to have you on. Hey, and well done last Sunday night.
Thank you.
We were just saying this to you. How nice to have something on telly that's just fun.
Oh, you just laugh.
Watching people, have a good time.
Mate, I can't agree with you more. There's enough sadness and darkness in the world, and there's enough people making serious television. Shows, it's kind of nice to have something that's just ludicrously stupid. You know what I mean?
Like two big blokes sitting in a chair and spinning around and then having to grab a little purple pom-pom off a stick.
Brilliant. Just watching two giant humans just fall into a pile of bones on the ground on top of one another, or like this giant pyramid of stairs that's too slippery to climb. It's so simple, but it's magnificent, and that's what I love about it.
See, people are taking TV too seriously these days. Yeah. Like, people are actually angry at a man for not falling in love right now, Grant. Like, they're actually
enough to chase him all the way over to Papua New Guinea hound him while he's in a bathrobe.
How dare he
scrolling
not find
on his
love?
Phone. And you know what else got me, Grant? Last week you were trending all over Australia. I thought you were dead.
Oh, did it happen to you as well?
It got me as well. I'm like, oh my God, Grant Denyer's dead.
He falls for the top trending thing on Twitter, Grant.
Sorry to do that to you. How do you think my parents felt when they read that headline? I work with a bloke called Ed Cavalli, who's a lot of fun. His wife leaned over him in bed and said, "Have you seen the headline? Honey, you're going to have to get a new job. Denyer's dead." And he was devastated that he had to get a new job, not that I was dead.
Right.
Can we explain what happened? For people who aren't aware, Grant, what actually happened?
All right, so I did a podcast where I was kind of retelling a story
I had
an accident.
Get everyone in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always a bloody podcast, isn't it?
I had an accident in a Lotus last year where I hit a tree head on, and it was a pretty close call. And I was retelling the story how Channel 10 had got word that I'd actually died. So the first
Matthew
word
what?
Through from the scene that I was DOA, I was deceased. And they were in the middle of the telecast for the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. The CEO had sent a text message to everyone on the telecast, including Matthew White, who was heading the telecast, about he was circling the wagons discussing how we're going to announce and should we announce the fact that we've lost one of our own, that Grant has died in the middle of the telecast in this rally. But he'd accidentally sent the text message to me. So, you know, have you ever done it where you accidentally send the text message to the person you're talking about?
People, yeah, shouldn't have gone to.
So I've received this text message about how I'm supposedly dead by the CEO, my boss, who was about to announce it on national television while I was flying in a helicopter, the air ambulance, to hospital. So it was a bit of fun. But the headline just read, Grant Denyer announced dead. That was the headline.
I was like, oh my God, I'll be able to go up to the Sydney breakfast show.
Bev. All right, well, Game of Games, 7:30 Sunday night on 10. We will all be watching. Our good mate Grant Denyer up front on that show. We're glad you're still here. We're glad you're still with us and well and presenting that program, Grant. Thanks for being
part
of it.
Well, I'm still here till I do the next podcast.
Exactly.
101.9 The Fox.
Bev, I'm really worried. I have scarred my child for life. I've had a massive parenting fail.
Oh.
So, okay. Picture this. Now, last week we had the week off. We went to our holiday house, and Trixie loves it there.
Fun mum time.
And we took some little friends along, and Trix had a great time. So, picture this. It's got a garage door with a buzzer. So, the garage door goes up. Mm-hmm. I drive in. Now, Trixie, her little friends, were in the car behind. So the car pulled up in the driveway and I heard her little friends get out and, you know, Trixie was getting out. I've opened the door from the garage to go into the hallway and I've shut that door behind me. Anyway, I go inside and I go, and I've got Lizzie Rosie, so I'm like, I've got to be careful because I want the dog to get out.
Which one did you have? Did you have your child or the dog?
I had the dog at this stage.
Well,
I figured out my child because the car behind us, the kids were there and they were getting out of the car. Yep. So I assumed my child had got out of our car and walked out to meet her friends out on the driveway. So I'm inside the house and I've shut the door to the garage. And then I've gone, I'll just press the indoor buzzer for the garage to let the garage door down. Yep. Anyway, the garage door comes down. I've at this stage, I'm racing through the house with Lizzie to get her outside to do a run and do a wee in the backyard. And then I look around and Trixie's little friends have come into the house and I'm like, hey, girls, and we're having, you know, look at Lizzie. Oh, she's doing her wee. Isn't she good?
You got your feet up.
And
lots of shapes.
And then I don't know how much time had passed, but we all just hear screaming.
Oh,
I've locked
no.
Trixie in the garage
oh.
in the dark.
Oh,
so that garage door came down, door shut to the house with the automatic lock, the deadlock on it. She's in a dark garage by herself.
That's what you normally do, ironically, to an actual dog.
Yeah, you need to get your priorities right.
Now, listen, no, Fev, hang on.
Child or dog?
There was a lot going on. There was a lot going on. I didn't think she was alone. I thought she had little friends, and I thought she'd walked out. If you see a garage door coming down, don't you walk out? You don't stay in. I mean, that's not a chat to have with a 5-year-old, but. I was worried. I had scarred her.
Right.
I had a chat with her last night. I tried to remind her. Before I do this, by the way, 131060, if there's anyone out there, because I was thinking to myself, now she might be afraid of the dark. She might be scared of being trapped in small spaces. She might be scared of her mum. Like, there are many things that
garages.
Can scar someone for life. So 131060, were you scarred for life from something like this?
Okay.
Or have you maybe scarred your kids for life? I've been so worried about it, Fev. It happened about a week ago.
Yes.
I had a chat with her last night about it, and I just wanted to double check she was okay.
How'd that go?
Well, I recorded it, so let's have a listen.
Trix, do you remember the other day when I accidentally locked you in the garage?
That's mean.
Did I forget you?
Yes, you did.
And I left you in the garage.
You're actually very, very naughty, and this is very serious.
But I only left you in there for like 20 seconds, maybe 15.
100 seconds.
No!
100 minutes.
It wasn't that long. I heard you screaming. Was it dark in there?
Hey, Mummy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Trixie.
Happy birthday, dear Mummy.
Trixie.
Happy birthday to you.
Sweetheart.
Clearly not scarred. She's fine.
No, you left her in there that long. You had a birthday. You left her in there for... She's like, you've got older again, Mum.
She's fine.
You have a history of this.
What do you mean?
You have a history.
What do you mean?
Oh, let's just rewind.
Oh, good
yeah.
sound
Bulla,
yeah.
Where you left my child Lulu in the snow.
No, hang on. I didn't know I had Lulu.
Same as you didn't know you had Trixie in
that
the car.
That was not my fault. I thought she was
with
you.
She can't go back to the snow because
she's scarred.
I thought she
was lost for half an hour.
Perfect.
I thought she was with you.
No. You thought Trixie was with her friends.
I know.
You've got a history.
131060, if you've caused a kid's fear, FIFA's caused fears for several children.
Yeah. 13... Always look behind you, I think, is the key.
131060.
1019, The Fox.
If you just heard, I was worried I might have traumatised, scarred my 5-year-old Trixie for life because I accidentally locked her in the garage. But it was like really quick. It would have been less than 30 seconds. But the garage door came down. I thought she was out, but she was in there. And the next minute, there was screaming and crying. And anyway, she's fine.
Sure.
But we have asked the question, have you been scarred? Or have you scarred your children with an event like this? Because they can get scared of the dark, scared of...
So this could trigger
something in
future
them.
Fears.
Like Trixie might hear like garage doors start to come down in future and freak out.
Yeah, she will.
Danny, don't. Danny in Geelong. Hi, Danny.
Hi, hey guys, going?
Good, Danny. Danny, have you similarly maybe accidentally scarred your kids?
Yeah, so we were travelling overseas. I was sitting on the plane just relaxing. My daughter said she needed to go to the toilet. Let it go. Then I was hearing screaming from the back of the plane. It was my daughter that locked herself in the plane cubicle. Now she can't have any doors shut.
She has
to have every door left open. She has like dumbbells that hold doors open.
Oh.
Had to magnetise the toilet door. My husband had to put a magnet door stop to keep the toilet door open.
Oh, wow.
My daughter has the same fear. She got locked. Lulu got locked in the toilet, and now everywhere she goes, someone has to take her and go to the toilet in the door with
this
her.
This is what happens, Fee.
Like, literally, like, I need to go to the toilet. And then we go, we can't, like, I need to go. No, she holds on. She goes, I can't go. I can't go to the toilet. She's scared, petrified.
I mean, you can't park your car in the garage anymore.
Oh, gosh, this is
really... You can't drive the car anymore.
Yeah, Trixie won't get in the car. Thank you for that, Danny. Jenny in Cranbourne. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, guys. How are you? Loving your show.
Oh, thanks, Jen. Now, Jen, is this you were scarred as a child?
I was, yes. I've always been scared of spiders, and my dad had this shed he used to store bird feed in, and he thought, loads of spiders in there, I'll cure this fear. So he locked me in there for about 2 hours in the dark.
No.
I screamed so much I couldn't talk for a week.
Jenny!
And now all spiders must die in fire.
Oh, Jenny. Jenny, that's actually hardcore.
Did it work?
I'm terrified. All spiders now die.
Of course it didn't. It's the dumbest idea we've ever heard. And it's almost borderline...
2 hours?
It's just not quite right at all. I'm surprised the call even went through.
I'm not sure you can do that.
But did you know now that you can kill spiders if you hold fly spray and a lighter in front of it and you can torch
Well, again,
them?
Don't try that at home. I mean, that's not... again, that's a... That's a flammable issue. There's also... there are so many reasons that call... shouldn't have even seen the light of day.
Tori Langwarren. Hi, Tori.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Tori. I'm worried I'm now scarred for life. Tori, have you... now, this is your mum scarred you for life.
My mum did scar me. You know, I always used to get distracted at the shops and she'd walk off on me. And one time she decided to hide around a corner and I turned around and thought she'd abandoned me. So I started screaming the shop down, and then she popped out and said, oh, are you done looking now? So ever since then, I always know where she is when we go shopping. I hold her hand and I just follow her around because I don't want her to leave me.
Oh, that's so cute. And you do it now as a 25-year-old?
I do it now. I make sure I know where she is at all times. I don't trust her.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Fev, we've both got little girls, and I played some audio a bit earlier of Trixie talking through when I locked her in the garage accidentally for less than 30 seconds. She's fine. But I decided last night to check in on her, and I played back the audio of us discussing it. The funny thing about Trixie at the moment is she's on to me.
She's your child.
So
not much would get through to the onion bag, would it?
And what she hates... Yeah, you're right.
It's like soccer term, you know, when you...
Gotcha. I hadn't heard that one.
In the onion net.
Yeah, gotcha.
What... look, I'm a very... I love photography. It's one of my hobbies, but I'm a very snap-happy mum. So Trixie hates photos being taken of her, hates videos. Every time I put the phone near her to talk to her, I start videoing her... Nah, don't want a bar of it. And I often, she'll say something gorgeous and I'll go, hang on. I'll go, what was that you just said? And then she refuses to say it.
Right.
So what
Which
I
is
did,
fair enough.
So last night, I was putting her to bed. I've got her in her bed and I'm lying there and I thought I'll press record on the, but I'll have the phone looking dark.
Right.
So I won't let her see that the phone's on. So we're in the dark. And this is just a peek behind the curtains of how hard it is to get her to say things. I was asking her about when I locked her in the garage, and this is what I was dealing with.
I saw your phone was on.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was. You're recording.
Fev, on to me. And then, I won't lie, remember when she went off, she started singing Happy Birthday. Then she does things that she knows frustrate me.
That we can't use on radio either.
Yeah,
just so irrelevant
she,
things.
Yeah, just she just waffles.
Yeah.
And so
she's
she started,
smart.
Oh, she is. She's
give content,
so
then you record, and then she just
on.
Goes stupid.
And then
smart.
I know, but listen to what I've had to do last night. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not beyond. I remember before I had a daughter, before I had a child, I'll never do that thing where you bribe them because you set them up for a fall later in life because
right.
bribes don't work and you can't go through life bribing.
Well, they do work.
I was so frustrated last night trying to get her to talk. I may have stooped this low.
Happy birthday to you.
Sweetheart, if you want me to give you one of those Oreo biscuits tomorrow, you have to answer my questions, okay?
Brilliant. That's great parenting.
wait till
they get older. Now that I've got an 8, a 12, and even my 18-year-old, you can't go down to the shop and get a slushy. You can't have any treats after school unless you clean your room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
do you know how quick they go up there and clean their room?
Right.
Exactly.
Bang.
But you wait till Trixie finds out I ate all the Oreo biscuits.
101.9 The Fox. Ooh, darling, he's a handsome boy. You should go with him.
Matchmaking moms, you've got to come along. Matchmaking moms, you've got to come along. Before we're one, you've got to meet my mom. Fee, fee, fab, and bob.
this up. I am single now, but that might not be for long. Before we get it on, you've gotta meet my matchmaking mom.
Well done. And so if you want to be there, it's fox.com.au. Thursday, October 25th at Alumbra in Docklands. Book your next VIP booth or birthday package at Alumbra's biggest club night, 9th District. Details at alumbra.com.au. That's where it's going to be.
Yes, the biggest singles party of the year. The weather's heating up. We want to hook you up and you need to bring your mum. Now, as we said, so guys, girls, you'll all be there with your mums. Pretty funny anyway. I mean, imagine watching, you like a girl and you meet her and her mum, and your mum and her mum get along so well. You go, oh, this is amazing. That's Christmas dinner sorted.
You're like, way ahead of the game.
You are so far ahead. I just thought, though, imagine. I mean, it's because...
What's Fev thinking is what worries me.
Because we've looked, you know, we've had a few calls already. There's quite young mums coming too. I mean, this could get confusing.
Oh.
What if you liked a mum?
Well, for example, for me it's work, but say like... I'm there.
And, you're single?
And
that'd be like dating your grandfather.
Well, I'm just saying. And there was like a 43-year-old and then maybe like a 25-ish. And you're like, well...
And you liked both,
which
Byron.
Way?
Well...
It's just a thought, Fev. That's all I'm
it's
saying.
It's an interesting thought.
I agree, yeah.
You were just choosing between a mum and a daughter and something else crossed your mind.
Yeah.
I don't think that's appropriate,
That's not
Byron.
Appropriate.
Okay, sorry,
now
guys.
We've got Jake from Tullamarine. Hi, Jake.
How you going?
Yeah, good, disgusting. Jake, are you keen to come to our matchmaking mama's singles party?
No, I'd love to come. Love to come.
Tell us about your mum. Is she got a good eye? Does she like to pick girls
she
for you?
She's got a good eye.
She's not playing for Australia. She's not opening the batting.
Now, her along with my three sisters, yeah, they kept me in line. So.
Well, guess what? They're actually giving you four tickets. So you get to bring a friend and they get to bring their mum or somebody, whoever they want, I guess. So you could end up bringing your mum and your sisters.
Yeah, that'd be good. They're always a good help, so that would be good.
Wow. That's great.
Good on you, Jakey boy.
Well done, Jakey. He's there with his mum and
you're coming, Jake.
Sisters.
Oh, awesome. Great.
Now we've got Josh at Craigieburn. Hey, Josh.
How you going?
Josh, good. How do you feel about this party with matchmaking mamas coming along?
Oh, yeah.
You like a mum?
That was weird.
Mums aren't too bad.
Oh, there we go.
So, Josh, it seems like you've got them figured out. Do you think you can... So you see a girl, you're like, yeah, I really like her. Like, you know, I think we should have a chat. The mum's there too, but you think you can, you know, sweet talk a mum?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a mum-anizer.
Oh, he's a mum-anizer.
See, I think you're actually like a mum rather than the daughter.
I think that's a bit you've missed. I think he just finds mums really hot. So
Stifler's mum.
You got to control a mum so that you get along with the daughter nice as well.
There we go.
No, well, he's just got his strategy.
It all worked out, hasn't
very,
it?
Very good.
I mean, this party's essentially for Josh.
Yeah.
Anyways, fox.com.au. That's where you register right now if you want to join us. 13 10 60. We will open the phones a little later this morning right here on the Fox with Fev and Byron.
Alumbra's Summer Fiesta, Melbourne's newest Sunday session from 4 p.m. at Alumbra Docklands.
101.9 The Fox.
We're throwing the hottest singles party of the year. There is a catch, though. You'll need to bring your mum along to play matchmaker.
Matchmaking Mama.
As mum walks through the grocers and she sees a hot guy, she walks right up to them with a smile and says, hi.
Hello.
Because I've been single and lonely so long that even my mama thinks that my chances are gone. Been spending most my life with my mom giving me love advice.
Tuck your shirt in.
She's been meeting brand new guys, convincing them that I'd be a perfect find.
Matchmaking mama.
There we go. Now, it's on Thursday, October 25th. Nice job.
Leon and Tom.
Well done.
Well played.
Alumbra in Docklands is where it's at. You can book your next VIP booth or birthday package at Alumbra's biggest club night, 9th District. Details at alumbra.com.au. Register now if you want to join us.
Fox.com.au.
So
here's the thing. It's the biggest singles party of the year. Girls, guys, register at fox.com.au.
That's the one.
And the... As Byron said, the catch is bring your mum. So we're fast-tracking things because, one, either mums are great matchmakers and they'll go up and do the heavy lifting for you, or two, if your mum really doesn't like a guy or doesn't like a girl, you know not to waste your time because at the end of the day, if your mama don't like them...
But no, if my mama don't like you and she likes...
Everyone. Justin Bieber said it beautifully. Almost. And then Fev... copied it quite well. Now, we've got Kate from Melton on the line. Now, Kate, you are a matchmaking mama.
Woo! I so am.
Now, you've got a son. What's his name?
His name's Jack.
Jack. Now, we'd love Jack to come, obviously, and bring you. You sound fantastic.
Yeah, just a description of Jack,
so, Katie. Jack is fantastic. He's 6'1", good-looking, earns a good coin. He's a great one.
You sound amazing.
How old is he, Kate?
He's 23.
Right.
And does he know you're calling? Does he know?
Look, you know what? He actually said, Mum, you're so good at matchmaking for me. Giddy up, call, get onto Fox FM.
Dang. Fun family.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have the two of you. Kate, you're bringing Jack, and what a night this will be.
Wow.
And any girls listening who like the sound of Jack, but more importantly, like the sound of their future mother-in-law.
Yeah, what about Kate 6'1", earns coin, giddy up.
Great.
It's pretty cool, though, because you're at this party, and you're right, it's not just them judging you, it's also like the positive side of it. Like, if I date this girl, I get to hang out with her really cool mum.
How cool's her mum?
Yeah.
Or how cool's his mum?
In this case, Guy. Fox.com.au is the website where you go to register for this one. It's going to be massive, isn't it? It's Matchmaking Mama's singles party. Are you quite right there?
Oh, just glad you got that out.
That was good.
Good reset.
101.9 The Fox.
Sometimes you get a bit of showbiz news that sort of knocks you sideways and you don't see it coming. And yesterday, firstly, remember when we were all upset when Channing Tatum and his wife, Jenna Dewan, broke up? Because they were a great couple and I love Channing. And I really like them together. Anyway, that was sad news. He's allegedly dating again. Now, this was interesting. I didn't see this coming. Haven't heard from her for a while, but he is supposedly dating Jessie J.
Jessie J.
I saw this yesterday, Boxy, and I was laying in bed with Schnooksy, and I said, she loves him. Like, that's her number one, I think.
I reckon Alan and I can share him.
Whoa.
Okay. Just took a different... Anyway.
I love him too.
And I saw the picture of Jessie J and they look exactly the same.
That's a thing. And I didn't think about that because I haven't seen Jessie J for a while
since she was on X Factor.
I mean, she's sort of disappeared. But they're rocking exactly the same
hairdo.
Bob. it's a dark bob with a middle part. They do have very similar features, similar shaped face. There are people online who are doing sort of the comparison shots. They even wear this like similar clothes.
We popped that on our Insta story, actually, that comparison shot.
Argue one is copying the other almost. It's phenomenal that they would wear almost identical outfits too.
Has a type, doesn't he?
Well, he does. And it's funny because when somebody has a type and you're their ex, sometimes you can look back and you can go, like Jenna right now might be thinking, I mean, she's essentially my clone, Channing. You've gone for someone that looks like me, which is flattering.
I know, and she's I find her very attractive. And I think Jessie J would look in the mirror and go, well, when she puts her head down to shadow mince pies, she'd be like, God, I've done well.
I'm happy.
I'm
happy with that comparison.
I've got
Channing. Well, hang on. Okay, she's lying there. She's got Channing.
And she's got him, yeah.
But is she lying there going, is it strange I look exactly like his wife?
I don't think she cares.
Would he rather be with her? See, there's lots of... When someone's got a type and they keep going for the same type, there's lots of things. See, one of my ex-boyfriends, he started dating someone else and someone said to me, oh, she looks just like you. And I was like, oh, okay. And in the moment I thought, I guess that's flattering. And then I saw her. She looks nothing like me. I was so offended.
Hey, whoa.
No, but it's true. 131060... Is your ex going out with your clone? Like, if you notice that one of your exes, they might not have moved on, and they're going out with someone that's pretty much you.
Okay, 131060 is the number. Fev's quite curious as to what this will bring on the phones. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to think of this a young lady that looks like Alex. So we got papped at the airport together, but I can't think of her name. Sophie Faulkner.
And
We're both flying overseas, and I was sitting on a seat, and this... Sophie Faulkner was sitting not far from me, and we got photographed, and they said it was Alex, but it wasn't Alex.
But it wasn't. But I guess they could have made up another stupid story, which might have looked like
you two looks like Alex a little bit. Yeah,
really?
Extraordinary.
But yeah, I'm not with her. I'm
no, they're very obvious.
Thank you for clarifying.
131060.
That all got awkward.
Is one of your exes or your ex going out with your clone?
We'll come back to
you. It'd be lucky if Alex broke up with me, which she did, divorced me, but then went out with Willie Mason,
the rugby league player.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys are like doppelgangers.
1019 The Fox.
Word is that Channing Tatum is dating Jessie J, singer Jessie J, who is the spitting image of his ex. His ex-wife, Jenna Dewan. Uncanny, same haircut, same colouring, same shape face, dress sense.
Here's a question for you, Boxy. Mm. Would you be happy being the ex going, oh, well, she looks exactly like me, so obviously he still likes me, sort of.
Yeah, it's a weird one. But I'd be...
You wouldn't be jealous.
I'd be more concerned being the new girlfriend going...
100%.
You can't have your ex, so you've gone for somebody that looks close. Just like them.
It's amazing how much they look alike.
Isn't it? And I'm glad I brought this up because we've just spent the past 5 minutes Googling images of you, which I've thoroughly enjoyed, Bev. That's a separate topic.
How did he manage us? How did that happen?
It's amazing.
You look good.
There's a vast range of ups and there's real lows.
Gemma's on the line. Hi, Gemma.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Gemma. Is your ex dating your clone?
Yes.
Okay, what is she, what, exactly the same?
Yeah, so my name's Gemma, her name's Emma, and we were both teachers, and she just looks a spitting image of me. She's got the same colour hair, same length of hair, same facial features, everything. Oh,
and does everybody say to you, you won't believe it, she's just like you?
Yeah, well, I moved to Australia, actually. They're back in the UK. And, his best friend messaged me saying, oh, my God, she's a spitting image of you. And I've seen photos of her, and it's just uncanny.
I reckon he'd get stumped a few times. Emma and Gemma. He'd have to call Emma and Gemma.
Good point.
That's got to come out occasionally.
Yeah. Gemma, did you break his heart? Emma, did you leave him, come to Australia, and you think he's just grabbed someone that looks like you?
Oh, I don't know if I broke his heart. It was bad for the last few months before we left.
Are you still single, Gem?
No, I'm married.
Oh, look at that. Fantastic. Can you stop? Please.
I'm trying to help you, bro.
Actually, I was just thinking this is a bit of a different one, but with names, right? All my serious partners in life have all ended in an E. Like, first girlfriend, Jody, ex-wife, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. Last girlfriend, Gabby.
Well, Gabriella.
Gabby.
Christine.
Well,
Gabby.
I mean, just saying. Nicknames often end in E.
I'm trying to avoid an E.
Boxy. And it all ended with an E too.
Well,
exit.
Marshy, okay. Scotty, no, Mikey.
I see what you're saying, but I also don't. Let's move on to Emily.
We've got Emily in Eltham. Hi, Emily.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Yeah, good, Emily. Emily, does your ex look just like you? Is she your client? No, sorry, not your ex. Your ex's new girlfriend.
Are we good? Are we good, guys?
We'll let you take it from here because we're really struggling. You go for it.
No worries, guys. It's early. And it's a Friday. So, no, it's not myself. It's actually my dad is dating a clone of my mum. His new partner is the identical spitting image of my mum. My mum is Cheryl and she is Charlene. And it's a twin. It's a twin situation.
Wow.
That's amazing. Does everybody make your dad aware of this?
Yes, everyone comments and they've actually mistaken my new stepmom for my mum.
Mum, I was about to say that. Just say your dad hadn't seen anyone for about 5 years and then they walk down the street. Would they say, hey, Shazza? Mm. No, it's actually Emily.
What has happened and I've absolutely jumped in and corrected them quite politely.
1019 The Fox.
A lot of people make mistakes and do things they wish they hadn't done when they've had a couple. Mm. It's usually on a bit of a night out. Now, a couple were over on holiday, in fact, on a honeymoon. They lived in a small little flat in the UK. They're on honeymoon. She's pregnant, baby on the way, staying at this Sri Lankan rundown holiday resort. In the middle of a big bender, the owner said, oh, actually, it's folding because the lease is up. They've decided in their state, very, very happy, that they'll buy it. So it's all happened in that 24-hour period. Oh. They're still under the influence. They couldn't understand. They've had a translator because the official papers didn't make any sense.
Oh,
anyway, $80,000 poorer the next day. They've actually bought a Sri Lankan rundown decrepit holiday resort. See, you can do silly things. You can do very... very silly things.
I love that story, Boxy.
Mm. And thought it would appeal to you.
Yeah, I've been in this position a number of times. Because we go to a lot of charities.
Where drunkenness and money collide.
Yeah, right. And I'm not very good with finances. And Alex she's on the books. She knows what we can afford and what we can't afford. And I think I've told this little one before where our good friend Toady from Neighbours.
Oh, yeah, Ryan.
Ryan, yes. He was the auctioneer. And I had a lot. And there was a auction item up. It was a kids for a charity for cancer for kids.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, well, I'll start bidding. And Alex is trying to pull my hand down saying, hun, you know, we can't really afford to buy what's going on, because it was a $40,000 trip valued at $40,000 to Turtle Island. And you obviously you bid up to, and anyway, I brought that for 12 grand. 12,000. So that didn't go down too well. But there was another one.
But didn't you also, you got annoyed at Toadie because you didn't he force you to do
it? Yeah, he forced me. I went to 8 and then no one else bid. And then he said, Fev, 12. And I, whoa.
Toadie.
I didn't actually, but anyway, we obviously anyway, paid it because it was a great course. It was a charity. And there was another one. We're at Crown Casino and it was Alana Madeline Foundation, which is a great foundation. And they were giving away these goodie bags. They were valued at $120 each. It's for kids in domestic violence families, and they were giving away like sleeping bags, toothbrushes, pillows, and all that stuff for kids, like a little goodie bag. Anyway, and he just started talking, and I was at the table, and I thought, oh, this is a great charity. Yeah. I said, I'll buy 100. Not real good with math. And he said, sold, Brendan Favola. Alex spat a champagne out. And
to this day, can you do the math? Do you know how much?
It was another 12 grand. And then, but I start, hey, I led the charge. I was first to bid. And then they ended up, another 100 people brought another 100 bags.
Well,
so I started
it.
I started the charge.
Did you have that $12,000 to give away?
We did. That was back that was when I was humming. but anyway, I went to a great cause. But I've done this a numerous times. It's fair to say when a charity event comes up, Schnooksy's like, you can go if you don't drink.
very good rule.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, let me tell you about a story about a guy from Peru. You'll enjoy it. Now, there's a guy in Peru.
Does he walk into a bar? Is this a joke?
Did he? No. Was there some nuts there?
What, Peruvian nuts?
He was there by himself. He was sitting at the bar.
Well, he's, do you know what?
And someone kept saying to him, geez, you're a good-looking bloke. And he's looking around going, what are you talking about? And he said to the barman, who's talking to me? And he goes, they're the nuts. They're complimentary.
That's strong.
Leon,
can you
make a note of Fev just made a joke?
Okay.
He's made many times
on
the
show.
Okay.
One for Fev's archive.
Fev, come with me on this.
I'm coming.
Sorry, that was wrong.
I'm coming.
What was that?
In the library, that was Peru. Boom Tish, and that's what's on it.
He's played the wrong sound of it.
I know, I got it.
Okay, guy in Peru. He wants to find, he's trying to find a destination, and he's trying to figure out whether he should go over a bridge or go down a different street. So he's gone onto Google Maps.
Yes.
And he's looking on Google Maps if that road, that particular bridge, if he went over it, what's the traffic like. He's zoomed in. He's had a quick look. On that bridge is his wife sitting on a chair, on like a park bench.
I'm glad you said a chair.
A man just lying in her lap.
What?
A romantic moment between his wife, who he'd been married for over 10 years, so well, you know, before Google Maps came along. He's busted her cheating on Google Maps. They have since divorced. But see, Google Maps is a funny one. I've seen that Google Maps car get around. And you've never seen it, Fev?
No, I haven't, no.
It's got Google on the side and it's got cameras, a big revolving camera around the top. And I've always thought that. Mm. What must it catch?
Oh. And I thought it was like a satellite that took the pictures, no?
No, it's a car. It drives around. Because I've done this, if you Google the street view of wherever you're going, or if I do my house that I live in at the moment, it's just covered in construction vehicles. It must have been when they were renovating it a few years ago.
Wow.
So
they need an update then.
No, I'm happy with that.
Have little Trixie coming out the front. But have your car out there. That'd be great.
I'll set it up and call Google. Can you come by now? But because everyone knows about Google Maps now and everyone's so familiar with it, I do wonder if when people see the Google Maps car approaching, because they've got there is a website that's uploaded all the funny things that people have spotted on Google Maps.
Right.
Busted.
So there's a guy, literally, he's jumped out of his car and he's mooned them. Oh, so there we go.
That's something Fever do.
They've picked up all sorts of things. They've picked up just a couple of guys having a medieval sword fight in a field. The thing, 131060, firstly, we would like to ask you, are you on Google Maps? Have you found yourself? Or what have you seen?
So it's an app, is it?
Because, we just Google mapped.
It's just map.
It's maps.
You just zoom in on the Google Maps?
View.
Yeah.
You choose the street view option. If you look at Fox FM right now on Google Maps, there's just a nice like scooter parked out the front.
There we go. That might have been years ago.
Yeah, but I would expect more from Fox.
I had a bit of trouble with
Google Map.
There's
a lot of action
yesterday.
Down there on Clarendon Street. It's pretty boring.
It's quite lively, isn't it?
Not pictures, though, but...
What?
Google Maps yesterday. So we just weren't quite sure where we're going with dinner, but I didn't see any pictures. But anyway, so I've picked up the Judd Man, the great, the Messiah.
Yes.
And I said, where's this place? He goes, 285 High Street. So I've just put in Google Maps.
Yeah.
Driving along. I was driving for about half an hour. And then I said, oh, we're only 7 minutes away, but we're in Peran. I'm thinking, Jesus, yeah. we're nowhere near our place, where we've got to go. I didn't put...
High Street, Peran.
Yeah. I didn't put the actual address. I just put the High Street.
There's lots of High Street.
Yeah, so we're half an hour late.
I don't think there's a High Street in every suburb.
mate, they were everywhere.
131060
Google Map
is the number. That's just sort of a separate Google Maps
High
angle.
Street.
But we've got plenty of calls coming through. It's R&B Fridays.
1019 The Fox.
Oh, Google Maps, because the street view option, where you get to see what's happening in a street that you Google, has undone a marriage in Peru. A man has caught his wife sitting on a park bench in a main street, and there's a man lying in her lap and she's stroking his head.
Wow.
So he's divorced her.
When the old mate went up to his wife and told him that story, she'd be going, geez, I'm stiff.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Jeez, I'm stiff.
What were the odds of him Google mapping that particular street?
So stiff.
So, but Google Maps, it's a funny thing because it's a car. When you see it drive around, because I've seen it a couple of times, It's like when I was a kid seeing Mr. Whippy van. Look at that,
there it is.
You know how
and it's got the camera on top.
You know how you...
Fev's now looking at the picture, which, by the way, this picture is on our Instagram, Fifi Fev Byron.
You know how you explained all the pictures? You just forgot to mention one.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like you to mention that one.
Ali, wonderful producer, found a website where people have uploaded things they've noticed on Google Maps. And somebody has noticed a couple on a bonnet having fun, and waving at the camera. So they knew what was happening. Sean in Bunyip, hi Sean.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Sean. Sean, have you been? Are you on Google Maps?
No, it was actually the overview. So maybe the satellite picture.
Yeah.
Me and another bloke left work, he was out spraying weeds and he probably sprayed the rudest four-letter word you can say in the grass before he left, and then it actually picked it up on Google.
Oh, no way! I'm tempted to ask what the address is.
I thought you'd ask what the word is. That would have been even worse.
No. It was Fifi.
Okay, thank you very much, Sean. So there's a good one for Google Maps.
Everyone's wondering where that is because they want to find it. Tim in Brookfield. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Tim. Tim, are you on Google Maps, or what have you seen on Google Maps?
I am actually on Google Maps.
Oh, well played, Tim. Where can we find you? What are you doing?
I'm in three different spots, one in Brookfield near my house, one in Sunshine, and one in Preston.
Why do you follow the car around?
No, I just happened to be lucky when I was at work. I just saw the car driving around.
And what are you doing in these action shots?
I'm a traffic controller.
That's actually, Tim, I just thought about that. You're right. A traffic controller, that's a job where you could, in fact, really star on Google Maps.
Yeah, well, as I said, I got it twice. I'm at work, and once I was just at the house, so I thought I'll go put the company cars out the front.
Huh?
Is there more than one car? I've never
there
seen
probably
them.
Are.
There'd have to be quite a few, you'd imagine. It's a big job.
Yeah, all over the world. Yeah. I mean, they're clocking up the
K's. Yeah, absolutely. It's
very. I've never heard of it.
Tim, three separate Google Maps cameos. Wow.
Tim, did you just sit one night just Googling addresses you've stood at, hoping to find yourself?
I did just periodically every now and then go back and see, like, hey, did that make the cut? Am I actually there? And sure enough, in three spots I am.
There you go.
That's really funny.
A lot of spare time.
Adam in Warren Dot. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Adam. Adam, are you on Google Maps?
Yeah, I was standing in my driveway, saw the Google Maps car come up the street, and I flipped at the bird.
Fernando's, the home of peri-peri chicken.